The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the Premier Show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE Champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks! The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says.
Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Jade to the Max. How are you, Jade?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's another football Sunday, so hopefully the Washington football team can find a way to get a victory today over the Detroit Lions. We'll help you guys out. We'll try to do our best.
Wait, isn't Matthew Stafford out?
I don't think so. Not that I've heard. Haven't seen anything come across my phone.
I don't know why I thought he was out. Because of like COVID or something. Maybe they thought he had COVID.
Yeah. I know Big Ben's going to play. They on Monday, it was kind of iffy.
So, y'all are on like the 2-win winning streak right now?
No, we lost to the Giants.
Oh, that's okay. Y'all can turn it around.
Yeah, we should.
It's the Lions. Y'all can do this.
Yes. Just got to make sure we slow down Adrian Peterson. He's on a mission today.
Listen, AP, Father Time is catching up to him. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's still really good to be his age playing at running back, because running backs don't usually last this long because they take such a beating. But if y'all can contain him, you're right. Because that's their strongest player right there. So, yeah, if y'all can contain him, y'all be good.
I hope so. Let one get away last week, so. Well, hopefully, yeah.
Contain back. The run.
Sounds good, Coach Jade. Sounds good.
Listen, if you need two, you can put me in too. I'll play. I suit up.
SmackDown Matters is part of the WrestleCast. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. Also, subscribe to SmackDown Matters through the WrestleCast feed. All you have to do is search for the WrestleCast dash the CSPN. Click on the WrestleCast logo that has the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign to get SmackDown Matters in your feed each and every week. Before we get into the review, we do have some news. Miss Zelina Vega has been relieved of her duties at WWE. I think this happened on Friday before the start of SmackDown. As it seems like she made some tweets in favor of a union, and everybody knows that's a dirty word in Vince McMahon's WWE. And then later it was another tweet came down from WWE that Zelina Vega had been released.
You know, I was thinking about this before we started recording today, and I do not like Vince at all, but I don't watch to support Vince. I watch to support the talent, but it's catch-22, because if you support the talent, you're supporting Vince's product. And then it's like people say, oh, we'll just go to another promotion or start another promotion. And we see how AEW is struggling with their women's division, or to showcase their women's division. New Japan Pro doesn't even have a women's division. Like, WWE is the big name. Yes, there are other promotions out there, but WWE is the most recognized brand, and it sucks because that gives Vince the freedom to basically do what he wants and treat his talent how he wants, because people still want to work for him. And it sucks, honestly. But I think Zelina's going to land on her feet. She's going to be fine. I think WWE was just a stepping stone for her.
Yeah, she's very talented, not only as an in-ring performer, but she could probably do some major acting as well. So
I agree.
Yeah, there could be a lot more opportunities in her future, in her near future. It just depends on how much more she wants to pursue wrestling. So of course everybody's got their neck craned towards Aleister Black. Like, is he gonna be the next one?
I mean,
are they going to treat it like a, you know, a dual package here?
Vince ain't using him properly, so I can see Aleister Black in like a Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Pirates of the Caribbean, like the Dutch version.
He did have him wearing an eye patch there for a little while.
I'm saying.
Yeah, so good luck to Zelina Vega and her future. Like Jade said, I'm sure she will land on her feet and we will be hearing from her in the very near future doing some pretty awesome things.
Yeah, she's so good on the mic. I wouldn't be surprised if she ended up like as a sideline reporter or something. So she's got the talent. She's aesthetically pleasing, you know, visually. So, yeah.
All right. So we'll get into SmackDown. Roman Reigns starts the show. Of course, he's got Paul Heyman in tow. Roman comes down to the ring, allowing commentary to try to put over the match between him and the Raw champion at Survivor Series. Paul Heyman hands Roman the mic. Roman basks in the booze for a little bit. Then he asks Heyman why he calls this the Island of Relevancy. Heyman says he calls this the Island of Relevancy because Roman makes everything relevant. Roman says the numbers don't lie. Before, he was just a forgotten twin, and now he's main event Jey Uso. 2 weeks ago, he put Daniel Bryan out. Last week, he beat Kevin Owens, and at Survivor Series, he's going to lead Team SmackDown to victory. Roman says the same night, he'll establish dominance by beating the secondary champion, Randy Orton. And he says Orton is a great example of being able to respect the accomplishments, but not being able to respect the man. So Drew McIntyre comes out. Drew gets into the ring. He says it's been quite a while since he and Roman were around each other. He takes exception to being overlooked by Roman. He says he'll be the one to take on Roman at Survivor Series rather than Randy Orton. He recalls the last time he and Roman were in the ring together when McIntyre eliminated Roman en route to winning the Royal Rumble. McIntyre goes on to recap his beating of Heyman's other client at WrestleMania and mocks Roman for leaving after WrestleMania. McIntyre was the one who stepped up in his absence. He's the man now and will prove it at Survivor Series. Roman says he likes Drew and respects him, but he's back now, and ever since he came back, no one knows who Drew McIntyre is. He doesn't watch Raw. No one does, because they're all watching SmackDown to watch Roman.
Ooh. And not a lie was told.
McIntyre says he's the one who will beat Orton on Monday and then show Roman who the secondary champion really is. Jey Uso runs in. He takes the mic and he starts jawing with Drew McIntyre. Jey says it's not Monday. He says McIntyre is being real disrespectful right now, and tonight he'll get McIntyre just like he did the last two guys who were being disrespectful. Jey asks for a match tonight. McIntyre shoves him down and out of the ring before staring at Roman again. The Samoan Dynasty head out, leaving a fuming Drew McIntyre in the ring.
See, Drew McIntyre should have just sat back and catered and ate his food.
And Raw wouldn't have got handled like that on the microphone?
Exactly. Because Roman is right. Who wants to sit through 3 hours of Raw? I usually tap out at about the 90-minute mark, and that's including the commercials. So around 9:30, I'm like, this still on? And it's not just me, because apparently the whole WrestleCast family feels the same way.
Yes, the last 3 weeks of Monday Night Raw have been quite a chore, but hopefully they'll pick it up this week with, you know, the Go Home show to Survivor Series. We come back from commercial break. Roman is berating Jey for his use of language and showing up without being asked to. Jey says he'll handle it. We go back to the ring. Sami Zayn tries to remind people that he is the one that is the Intercontinental Champion, and he is the one who is, you know, the champion over more continents than Bobby Lashley. He says he was only informed an hour ago that he's got to defend his title tonight against Apollo Crews. He complains about the late notice. He's being sabotaged, but he says he's used to this kind of treatment. He says he'll show everyone the difference between the IC and US champion. The difference is obvious. They're different belts. He tries to run down his grievances, but Apollo Crews music interrupts him. So here we go. Sami Zayn versus Apollo Crews. Intercontinental title match. Sami Zayn heads out of the ring and he suckers Crews close so he can slam him into the ring. Next, he ties up Crews in the ring, underneath the ring where the little straps are that connect the apron and the ring to the metal part. and he gets back into the ring to beat the count, and he defeats Apollo Crews via countout.
Yeah, that was... Don't be doing my friend Apollo Crews right. We don't treat him right. He don't deserve that.
This is Daniel Bryan and Sami Zayn. They've been watching a bunch of New Japan over the last... they definitely watched Power Struggle. And they robbed... this is Toriano. He tied Zack Sabre Jr.'s shoelaces to the guardrail. In New Japan, they have a 20 count. So, like, Zack Sabre Jr. has this submission hold through the guardrail on Toriano. Well, while he's in the submission hold, he ties his shoestrings to the guardrail. So he gets out of the submission hold, runs back in the ring. Of course, Zack Sabre Jr. can't get back in the ring because he's tied to the guardrail. And so Toriano wins the match. So this is exactly where this finish came from.
So not only is Vince firing talent for dumb stuff, he's stealing ideas from other promotions. Got it.
Yeah.
So unoriginal.
In the back, Drew McIntyre talks with Adam Pearce about his upcoming fight with Jey Uso, which he'll make happen. Kayla does an interview with the Mysterio family. Ray says tonight's match isn't about him or Seth Rollins. Things have changed since his family was brought into this. Rollins tried to destroy their family. Tonight will be their final chapter in their feud. He says Rollins is nothing but the devil, and tonight, for every physical and mental thing, that he'll send Rollins back to that soul-crushing hell that he exists in. It's time for Sasha Banks. She's coming down to the ring. She's going to
Boss Time
promo after the break. We come back from break, we get it confirmed that Drew McIntyre and Jey Uso will have an unsanctioned match later tonight. Then we get a recap of last week's match between Bayley and Sasha Banks and the re-debut of Carmella. Banks is ready to talk on the mic now. She celebrates finally having defended her title. Despite the highs and lows lately, she's on top of her game and everyone is now on notice. She moves on to Carmella but gets cut off by the music of Bayley. Then Carmella jumps Sasha from behind. She hits a super kick, the X Factor, and poses over the fallen champion for a second time in 2 weeks.
So they're clearly setting up a Carmella-Sasha feud, but...
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, how long is Sasha going to have to carry this feud, though? Because let's be real. Carmella has a limited skill set in the ring. And I'm just wondering how long we're going to do this until we get to something real, like Bianca and Sasha.
Hopefully this will only be like a TV program, not a pay-per-view match.
Okay, because I don't think I can handle that. Sasha deserves better. No. Wrestler. Actress, model, /. I mean, she's a very talented woman, and she deserves better.
True, on all accords. We go to the back.
Can you imagine sitting alone in catering? Three plates of food?
Alone.
Alone.
Yeah. Wow, big surprises. Yeah. One friend, Tucker, turned his back on him. Hit him with the Money in the Bank contract. He doesn't even have it. Miz
has it. Does Mandy Rose still text you?
Of course.
Remember when she...
Mandy.
What's your problem?
Not sure if that was smart.
No.
Slapping and then trash talking Otis, who just barrels into the corner on Ziggler.
No secret. Otis, one of the strongest competitors in all of WWE, as evidence right there.
Otis fired up here tonight as he beels Dolph halfway across the ring.
Look, I'm going to start a petition this year. I think we're going to give the reindeer the night off and let Otis pull Santa's sleigh. Look at this, just clubbering, a one-man clubbering. I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
Well, if you're a fan of the old Polish power, Ivan Putski, you have, but that was 40, 50 years ago, as Otis buries Dolph Ziggler in the corner. And now Otis looking to embarrass Dolph and put him away, and there is Robert Roode up on the apron.
That was unnecessary.
Paid for it, Ziggler goes for the zigzag. And Dolph Ziggler looking for the win thanks to Robert Roode. Otis kicks out at two.
Wow. That was shocking in and of itself. Otis able to survive the zigzag, the maneuver that has brought Dolph so much glory in WWE.
And Ziggler now tuning up the band, looking to put Otis away. Went for the super kick, caught now by Otis, blocked, and Otis now powers almost through Dolph.
Oh, no.
Here it comes, the Caterpillar. Elbow connects.
Oh, yeah.
And Otis.
Get out of there, Dolph.
Gonna climb the ropes.
Oh, no.
What's God, and now Rudolph on the apron. And stops dead in his tracks. And Otis now, splash. Dolph goes splat. Here's the cover. Otis with the victory.
Here's your winner.
Otis, very impressive here tonight, Corey. Again, don't poke fun at Otis.
You think we can blame Otis's mother the same way we blame Mrs. Voorhees for Jason?
Otis with the win over Dolph here tonight. And a very unique way to celebrate.
So they just go ahead. Man, poor Otis and Tucker. Just... Otis back there eating all the Thanksgiving dinner. Tucker somewhere jobbing a ricochet.
Yeah. It's not a good look for either of them. That's definitely a sum of the parts, you know, type situation.
Yeah. I wonder if it's only a matter of time before Tucker gets released. I don't like to, like, I'm not speaking bad on him, but considering how they've redone his character or whatever, rebranded him, you know, but hey, Tamina's a jobber and she still got a job, so there's hope.
We go to the back. We see Seth Rollins and Murphy conspiring for later on in the evening. In the back, Otis says he's staying on target. Chad Gable comes up and says what Otis just did is what he needs to do every week. Gable offers to be a mentor and gives Otis a pamphlet for Gable's new Alpha Academy. Otis seems like he's down, and Gable has this little menacing look as Otis heads off.
Shorty G.
No, it's Chad Gable. He's officially back.
Okay. I'm sorry, but the Shorty G was just funny. It lasted for so long. I just don't understand why.
Commentary promises that this will be the last chapter between Ray and Rollins.
Hallelujah.
That leads to a video package on the feud. Both men make their way out, and then we have a commercial break. So Seth Rollins with Murphy versus Ray Mysterio with his whole family in this corner. No hose bar. Murphy comes into the ring and he helps Seth Rollins up and he gives him a chair. Buddy Murphy then picks Ray up, and it looks like he's holding him for Seth Rollins, when Buddy Murphy all of a sudden hits Seth Rollins with a knee strike. Murphy stares at Rollins, then leaves the ring. Rollins yells at Murphy. Ray kind of botches the 619, but he does it again, hits the 619. Then he hits the Eddie Guerrero tribute frog splash to Seth Rollins, and Ray Mysterio Jr. is your winner.
I mean, it was shades of Eddie Guerrero there, with the frog splash. So I get why you made that mistake.
Yes. So this was like Friday night was the 15th year anniversary on the death of Eddie Guerrero. So it's very fitting that he did the little shimmy and the frog splash as well. What do you think about the match?
I'm glad it's over. This feud is over. It needs to be done with, buried, because it lasted way too long.
It's almost been going on for like a year, because some people were like it started back at Survivor Series last year.
Yeah, it's just been going on too long, and we just tired. So when I saw when I was watching SmackDown yesterday, I was like, oh, thank God it's the last match. Thank God, because again, remember, we all thought it was over during the draft, and then it was like, wait, what?
Nope.
So thank the Lord it's over.
After the match, Ray invites Murphy into the ring. Ray offers Murphy a handshake. Murphy accepts, then Aaliyah hugs him. Dominic shakes hands with Murphy as well, and we have our big happy ending, as it looks like we have a new member into the Mysterio family.
No, he just wanted to come to Thanksgiving dinner.
They're advising people not to do that this year. Have you been watching the news?
Yes, I have. and you know they're going to do it anyway.
Yes, yes.
Like, you could, like, oh, you really had to have Big Mama's dress in that band.
I don't know, man. Macaroni and cheese, I may risk it.
Then, look, people need to learn how to get the recipe and make it themselves. But, you know, old black women don't be wanting to share the recipes.
That's right.
They don't. But it's the, look, the Rona is out here running rampant. This is the time to pass them recipes on. Big mama.
In the back, Adam Pearce is texting on his phone when Natalya comes up. She wonders why Pearce keeps putting her in matches instead of just putting her on the team. He tells her that the triple threat match is coming up next. And then, like, as she walks off, Chelsea Green walks up, and then we go to a commercial break. In the back, Seth Rollins demands to see Adam Pearce. He says he never wants to see Ray's face ever again. Good thing Ray, you know, he says it's easy. He says he never wants to see Ray's face ever again. He's done with him, but he isn't done with Murphy, and he wants a match with him next week. So now it's our women's match. Natalya, Tamina, Liv Morgan, and Chelsea Green in a fatal four-way to determine who's going to go on to the Survivor Series team. Natty gets a sleeper hold, but Liv Morgan escapes. She hits a clothesline for a near fall. Natty then applies a sharpshooter, but Liv Morgan counters out of that. Morgan hits a code breaker to Natty, then one to Tamina, and she pins Tamina, and Liv Morgan is moving on to be a part of the SmackDown women's team.
What did I just say about jobbing? Tamina's a role player. She knows her role.
Poor Chelsea Green.
I didn't even know who that was. I was like, who is this chick?
Yeah, she was on SmackDown. She was the original member of the Robert Stone brand. They saw a lot in her because she got to wrestle Charlotte Flair, and after she wrestled Charlotte Flair, I guess Charlotte Flair was like, yeah, she really good, and then she got moved up to the main roster, but they didn't have anything for her, and then she debuted, and then it was a tape segment, so it got cut, so they didn't use it. Well, in this match, when she gets knocked to the outside by Liv Morgan, and when she falls, she breaks her wrist.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, so she was like 5 minutes and it's all over. So she had to have wrist surgery, and now she's going to be out for a few months.
Oh, she had to have surgery, so it must have been a bad break.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch the match again, when she goes down, she lands, and as soon as she lands, she starts grabbing her wrist, and then they like cut away from her, and then the rest of the time you can see as they're doing the match, it's just like it just turns into like a singles match between Natty.
Yeah, I was wondering where she went. I was wondering where she went. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's too bad.
Yeah, yeah, definitely unfortunate. Hopefully she recovers soon, because I really like Chelsea Green.
Yeah, see, that goes back to Vince being trash. People out here breaking their bones and body, and he won't even let them have a TikTok or a Twitch, but they independent contract. How you gonna have somebody as an independent contractor, but you don't want to treat them like independent contractors? If he want to control everything, he's just make them W-2 employees.
Then he has
to. But then I would require him insurance. To pay insurance, mm-hmm. benefits, and we know he's a Republican. And
he ain't trying to do all that. That's less money in his pocket. Overall.
I need to retire.
That ain't happening until, you know, the ultimate retirement.
Look, his final ride.
We're in the back with Kayla now. She's got an interview with Drew McIntyre. She asks, how wise is it to wrestle Jey Uso just days before his title match? He puts over Jey and says this will be a great chance to send a message to both Roman and Randy at his expense. Big E is winning some money off the production staff. And that's when the Street Profits show up with catering trays. They apologize for asking him how to beat the New Day last week. Then they reveal what's underneath the trays. They had like some collard greens, some chocolate cake, and something else. I don't know what that third thing was. But all the food is set up in the shape of an L because the Street Profits says they're going to be serving up L's to whoever makes it to Survivor Series. Big E says that they'll never be the New Day. At best, they'll be New Day Light, Great Value New Day, or Diet New Day. He says the best team will be revealed, and it is the New Day. All three laugh. Then the Street Profits stare daggers at Big E as he walks away.
I'm looking forward to that match. I think it's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be real fun. Just like this Hurt Business versus New Day title match on Monday night is going to be fun.
Yes,
You may have to stick around a little bit longer than your 9:30 for that one, though.
Hopefully it's between the 8 p.m. and 9:30 p.m.
Window.
Segment. Yes, that window, because let me tell you, 9:30 hits, and I'm like, bruh, it's still on. Actually, I might miss, or, well, Bears play at 5:15, so it could be, yeah. So as long as it's within that, you know, right after the Bears play window, that would work. Just like I hope, like I plan on skipping the Randy Drew match, but I'm going to tell you, Drew versus Roman would be much more interesting than Randy versus Roman, because we all know Randy's boring. But it's just my opinions.
Next week, it's confirmed that Seth Rollins will wrestle Murphy. Now it's time for our main event, Drew McIntyre versus Jey Uso, unsanctioned match. Roman and Paul Heyman show up. Drew is distracted, and Jey tosses him into the ring post. Drew gets tossed into the ring steps and back into the ring. Roman pulls Jey out of the ring. He says he doesn't care if Jey wins the match. He wants Jey to make Drew understand. So Jey gets into the mount position and lays into Drew with punches. But Drew is able to regain their momentum. He hits a claymore, and he defeats Jey Uso.
Out here writing checks that his ass can't cash.
It was all good till he started trying to show Roman his aggressive side.
Yeah, he should have just stayed. Look, he should have stayed in the back and ate his food.
Drew and Roman stare at each other outside the ring. Drew asks Roman if Roman understands. Roman says if he beats Orton, he'll answer him at Survivor Series.
Ooh.
And that's how your SmackDown ended for this week.
Jey gonna get his butt kicked.
Yeah, he gonna get the switch.
Look, Roman gonna make him go pick his own switch. And if it's not big enough, he's gonna have to go back out and get another one. Look, Jey gonna be sitting at the kids' table for Thanksgiving. He got to eat off paper plates. He can't eat off of Big Mama's china.
Oh, man. Yeah, so they finally decided to try to drum up some interest for Survivor Series.
Look, we've been waiting on it for weeks. But it's not as exciting now because, you know, NXT won't be a part of it, which is understandable because of the Rona. But last year, I remember, was really exciting. Like, it was NXT, the whole invasion that happened. That was great.
Yeah, we'll see what happens this week on Raw. If maybe Jey Uso shows up, Roman shows up, and they do something during the title match, or if they have a presence on the show itself in some kind of shape, form, or fashion. But too bad for Chelsea Green getting hurt, unfortunately. Grand opening, grand closing on her debut on SmackDown. And yeah, this was just kind of a show. Sasha Banks was there for like 5 minutes. No Binky.
We didn't get no Binky. No, yeah, Kevin the women's, Owens, like, we no didn't Daniel get a lot Bryan. Of women, a lot of women's exposure this week.
No, this was just kind of oh man, we got two more shows before Survivor Series. Let's try to put something together.
Yeah, you're right. We didn't get no KO. Well, Daniel Bryan's still nursing his wounds.
Right.
Or maybe he's somewhere training Brie Bella because, you know, they want to come back.
Yeah, I saw that.
A title run.
Oh, Mario Lopez with the scoop.
I was like, I passed. Nothing against them, but I'm just saying, I'm looking at the women's division right now, and there's so many other superior tag team pairings or women tag teams that would be more worthy of a title run than them, because they'd win it off the strength of their name alone, not because of their in-ring talent. And that's not to knock Nikki, because she's improved tremendously over the years. She worked on her in-ring ability while she was out. Now, Brie, on the other hand, over there giving people concussions in the middle of matches. Liv may have forgotten, but I didn't. Knock that girl out cold.
Nia Jax struck again. She hurt Mandy Rose.
Oh, God.
She threw Mandy out of the ring, so it's kind of like half on Mandy, half on Nia, I guess. But she did something to her arm or shoulder or something.
So is she not going to be on the Survivor team?
They don't know yet. They're still waiting to see.
Oh, man. And I like her. And, well, as R-Truth called them, the two Carmellas. I like them together as a tag team.
You get more enjoyment at a Raw talk than anything.
Than I do at a Raw. I sure do. I do. Because I'd be like, is Raw over yet? So that I could watch Raw talk. Yes. That's too bad because I was really starting to rock with Mandy. Nia just, I don't know. I don't want her beating me up, so I ain't going to say nothing. She might put me through a table.
Yeah, it's just, you know, size differential. And, you know, Nia's like, I am being careful. And, you know, those other girls are, you know, 2.5 times her, you know, smaller than she is, so.
So then when Charlotte get back, her and Nia can have a little feud. The feud that never happened because Charlotte went away.
Right.
Because they were hinting at that before she went on her little sabbatical.
Well, I wonder how long they intend on having Nia and Shayna be tag team champions. Or are they trying to establish Dana and Mandy and have them become the champions and then let those two infuse themselves back into the women's division for Royal Rumble time so Asuka can have a decent challenger at WrestleMania?
That's a good question. Only Vince knows. Actually, he probably don't even know. He just flies by the seat of his pants.
Yes, because we're forgetting about Asuka here throughout all of this. Lana going through tables and all this type of stuff. It's like, okay, well, what's Asuka doing?
And we haven't even had any Asuka Sasha promo for Survivor Series.
Right. Which, too bad we saw that match a few weeks ago, like a month or so ago, back at Clash of Champions already. But, I mean, it still should be a super banger, though.
Yeah, it's still going to be good. No interference. Well, as far as we know.
Yeah, the Sasha Banks versus Asuka match and the Street Profits versus New Day match seem to be drawing the most interest of Survivor Series. So far, everything else is just kind of there.
Look at the colors. Carrying the pay-per-view. We always got to put everything on our back. The country, WWE, civil rights. We just really do carry this earth.
WWE is a microcosm of the country, so there you go.
Man, the resemblance is canny.
All right, Ms. Jade to the Max, is there anything else you'd like to add to this week's edition of SmackDown Matters before I turn it over to you for your shout-outs and thank yous?
No, I think it was a solid episode. But I'm looking forward to this week since it's the send-off or the go-home to Survivor Series. So,
all right. Yeah, next week we'll have a Who You Got edition of SmackDown Matters. So we'll get Ms. Jade's choices on who she thinks is going to be victorious.
And I am on a one pay-per-view winning streak right now. So for Who You Got, so I got to keep it up.
Yeah. After always complaining about how you do so bad and never win. Look what happened.
I know. So I'm currently the champ. Trying to be double champ.
All right. So shout outs and thank yous, miss.
Shout outs to the WrestleCast crew and to Don, my co-host, and also shout out to the Bears, who I don't have to worry about losing today because they don't play today. Shout out to the Vols for not losing yesterday because they didn't play yesterday either. So that is all.
Undefeated in all the games you don't play, right?
That's right. You can't lose if you didn't play.
Now, were y'all on bye or did y'all have a COVID bye?
So Texas A&M had COVID, people with COVID. Mm-hmm. So they postponed the game to December, like the second Saturday in December.
Right. Yeah, just about the whole SEC schedule got jacked up this week.
Yeah. I didn't watch any football. Yeah, and not taking precautions, but you know, I didn't watch any football yesterday, and it was just such a peaceful day.
Oh,
no stress.
So you're not gonna watch any NFL today?
Oh, absolutely, I am. It just yesterday, I just got caught up doing other stuff, and you know, trying to be productive. And by the end of the day, I'm like, I didn't watch any football today. But from what ESPN told me, I didn't miss much. But no, I'm definitely gonna watch football today.
Okay, all right. I'd like to give a shout out to Miss J to the Max, as always, for joining me once again for SmackDown Matters. Give a shout out to Miss Didi Jonet. Thank you for letting us rent out space in the house that you built. Thank you to Samuel Kalunga and Greg and Mr. Mo to the underscore Reese and Anwar Starwin, Miss Simi as well. You can check us out on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media. There's 3 new episodes of the Dark Matchup, so go check out that premium content over there on the Patreon page to support the podcast. Also, help keep the podcast free by supporting our sponsors over on cspn.us. Click on the tab that says keep our podcast free. Do any shopping with any of those sponsors, and some of your purchase comes back to help keep the shows free each and every week here on the CSPN. New Japan Pro Wrestling fans, it's the best of the Super Juniors Tournament and the World Tag League, so use the hashtag Cast of Strong Style over the next month as you watch the Best of the Super Juniors Tournament and the World Tag League. Check out Cast of Strong Style, the podcast, as we'll be keeping you updated on those results for the next month or so. Shout out to Madame Lizette and Maslipto and Jupiter Julep, ladies from the Forever Young cast, and everybody who joins us for the SmackDown Matters live tweet. We greatly appreciate everybody sharing their commentary with color each and every week. So for my co-host, Miss J to the Max, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Adios.
Always have. I respect you too. Everything you said was the truth. But I'm back now. And ever since I came back, nobody knows who you are. I don't watch Raw. It's all good. Nobody does. Nobody watches that show because they're all watching SmackDown. They're all watching SmackDown because they're all watching me. And now that you've failed your audition here, why don't you please tell us all, who is Drew McIntyre?
Who's Drew McIntyre? You want me to tell you who Drew McIntyre is? I'm the guy that's going to beat Randy Orton this Monday for the WWE Championship. I'm the guy that's going to head into Survivor Series WWE Champion. And I'm the guy who's going to show you who the secondary champion really is.
I got this, Zeus. Drew McIntyre, what are you doing here, bruh? Hey, this ain't Monday, Zeus. It's Friday night SmackDown. We run this show, Zeus. We do this. I know he ain't invite you, so what you doing here, Drew? I know what you doing, Zeus. You being real disrespectful right now. The last homie that was disrespectful was Daniel Bryan. I'ma get him. Last homie was disrespectful, Kevin Owens. I'ma get him. So it seemed like I need to get you too, Drew. So with that being said, brother, one-on-one tonight. What you say?